Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, here's one of the best things about being in this business. Every once in a while, we get to deliver some really good news. Jennifer Jones, this is from Channel 9. Jennifer Jones, a teacher at Lee's Summit West High School, has been named Missouri's Teacher of the Year for 2025. She's been teaching for 23 years, 19 of them. Wow. At Lee's Summit West. Wow. In fact, she's been at this school every year since it opened, except for the very first year. She says, I don't know that I'm that flashy of a teacher. I'm simply not a TikTok-worthy teacher or an Instagram-worthy teacher. I'm a nuts and bolts kind of teacher. What do I need to teach you, and what type of teacher do you need?
Oh.
David Buck, who is the superintendent, praised Jones for her dedication. Quote, we're in the business of growing people, and we need amazing teachers. We have amazing teachers statewide, and Jen represents that. We are so happy for her.
Congratulations.
She does receive a cash reward.
Good.
For being Teacher of the Year.
Okay. My favorite teacher post this week as Halloween season is upon us. Okay.
Oh, God.
It just says this. When your daughter's teacher sends you a reminder for November 1st, and you will now only be referring to your children as hungover raging pterodactyls. Here is the annual October PSA from this teacher. Dear parents, I know the day after Halloween is extra hard when you're trying to get your kids up and ready for school because dressing a hungover raging pterodactyl is not fun. But please do not bribe the groggy elementary goblins with trick-or-treat candy and then send them off to school with two fistfuls of pixie sticks and a wish, because we the teachers would rather you perform a rolling drop-off in front of the school, spitting a cranky kid in pajamas out that Odyssey van than pushing a feral, hyperglycemic werewolf into the doors of the school fresh off a continuous three-day sugar bender. Put down that blow pop. Your duty on November 1st is to send them to school with bedhead and a buttered biscuit in whatever mood has taken over. We will detox them off the red dye and artificial flavors and send them back to you at 3 o'clock. We ride at dawn.
We ride at dawn. That's the best part. Halloween is on a Thursday this year.
Yep. You know the teachers just dread that next day.
Why don't we have the day, and I say we as in,
I've said it all
as
along,
if we're
going
to get it as well. But I mean, why don't schools take the day after Halloween off?
I don't think that's a half bad idea.
Or I mean, we always
got it
off.
Just move it so it's like always the next Saturday, like something where it's
well, you want to move All Saints Day?
Yes. None of those days are really on the day that we think are the day. You know that.
Jesus was born on December 25th.
He most certainly was not.
No, actually, was born in April.
November 1st off because we were in Catholic school, and that's All Saints Day. But well, that's why Hallows Eve is the night before.
Okay, but then why can we not just move it to the first Saturday after, you know what I'm saying?
Have you been sitting next to Dan too long?
I do believe he has. It's starting to bleed in through the glass partition.
Hey, Dan.
Am I not allowed to be a knower of things?
Hang on. Don't say anything, Sam. You know,
what are you doing?
Halloween is Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve, yes.
What does that make November 1st?
the start of the month of November.
Wow.
Thank you, Samuel.
It's All Saints Day, according to Sam.
Bursting with information over there.
Oh, if you're talking about religious holidays, then yes, in the Catholic
community,
Christian community, that would be All Saints Day. Right. Yeah. All Hallows Eve. Yeah.
All right.
Used to be known as Samhain. That's where it originated. Celtic origin.
I'm in a bad dream.
From what we call the British Isles now.
Do you regret your decision?
Immediately.
Also, there's something similar called Hogsminy in Scotland.
You're too smart to work here.
We have to have someone with some knowledge about something. Scott.
True. I know.
For that, we go to the news with Dan.
I know 80s hair metal.
Yes, you do. I'm rather impressed with that.
I know directions if I'm on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
No, you don't.
Straight.
Do you?
Forward straight. And backwards.
What directions does Johnson Drive run?
I think it's parallel to Shawnee Mission Parkway.
It runs this way and that way.
That's one of those cockamamie roads that, like, sort of like I-35 that you're not really sure because it's...
No, that's not true.
It is.
It's pretty clear, actually.
It's linear.
Could drop a compass on it and it would be right there.
Pretty sure Johnson Drive is... Well, it's a name. North-south.
Mm. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. See? Very good.
Thank you.
Johnson Drive runs north and south.
Yeah. Okay. Duh. Just like Shawnee Mission Parkway.
If you're driving sideways.
Oh. Was I wrong?
Yes.
That's great. Happy Friday, everybody.
Friday the 13th. Festivus Friday coming your way. Right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dan Weinbaum with the news in less than 2 minutes.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.